Over the past 5 days alone, Gaza health officials say at least 275 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes, including many children. Children who are also increasingly at risk of disease. Aid agencies say they've recorded the first case of polio in Gaza in a quarter century. Our CBS News team traveled to the central city of Deir al-Bala, where raw sewage, a breeding ground for the polio virus, was everywhere. And it's at this makeshift tent we met Naveen Abu al-Jaydan and her 9 children, including little Abdul Rahman, who at just 11 months old was the first Palestinian child to be diagnosed with polio. His mother Naveen tells us his left leg is now paralyzed. Please, someone, have mercy on my son, she says. I wish he could move his body like before. I pray no other child gets this virus.
And this morning, around 1.2 million doses of the polio vaccine have now arrived in Gaza to inoculate more than 640,000 children, with the UN appealing for a 7-day pause in fighting to vaccinate as many kids as they can, something neither Israel nor Hamas have agreed to.